Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before we get to the next caller, I just want to finally comment on CJ's call, which I appreciated. Bill of Milwaukee called in saying, just in a voice message, if we want to talk about current events, let's not talk about Hillary Clinton. Let's talk then about Joe Biden, that's fine, and about Donald Trump, because he's running again. Fair comment, but I will say this in CJ's behalf. There are two things that Trump did that, if stand alone, if otherwise he hadn't tried to unravel our democracy and, in effect, submit to Putin, if he hadn't done that, would be commented on more, and I want to comment on them now. The Abraham Accords. That was Trump's administration. Believe it or not, that was Jared Kushner. And after a great deal of laborious effort, you had the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, Sudan, and Morocco recognize Israel. And the United Arab Emirates has exchanged trade missions. That is the path to peace. And I would build on that. That was a major accomplishment that some people in the Democratic Party minimize. It's wrong to minimize it. I would impose it on all Islamic governments. And you want immigration, you want a lot of things, you want trade, you will recognize the state of Israel. They are partners of ours, allies of ours. They are in the Judeo-Christian tradition. They believe in the separation of church and state. And the truth of the matter is they have Arab parties in coalition governments. And we're not putting up with your anti-Jewish and anti-Israel conduct anymore. Knock it off. And if you have imams who are in mosques preaching violence and death, out they go. Period, end of story. And the other thing that Trump did was, and he's just lately waking up to it, is he did set up Operation Warp Speed. He put the money that was needed to develop the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines and Johnson & Johnson. And he gave them guaranteed purchase contracts so that they could do this profitably. That's why we had a vaccine. Remember, we were shut down in Wisconsin in March of 2020. We had a vaccine by December of 2020. That is unbelievable. It usually takes years. So those two things, my hat's off to them. On everything else, though, CJ, I got news for you. We're not going to stand by and watch our democracy destroyed. But those two things, I will give him a shout out on. We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Hey, Mark from the SAC.
Well, you know, it's not just a matter of opinion for the whole Trump-Russia thing. It's a matter of fact that my understanding is the Mueller report actually did point out that there was the connections and Bill Barr nefariously, that he said, well, there's nothing to see here, nothing to see here, nothing to see here. Right. And, of course, there was plenty to see in that report. And so CJ is just promoting a big lie that there was no connection between, you know, Trump and Russia. Of course, there was a big connection. They've been getting their money. He's been getting his money from Russia for decades now.
Right. Donald Trump was on the line negotiating with them, saying he's going to lift sanctions, and then lied about it and said that it was about adoptions, Mark. Right?
Yeah. It's just patently, you know, I don't understand why people want to, you know, maintain that illusion that Trump is, you know, Trump is innocent there, because Trump is, you know, Trump, as you said, Trump, molested all those women, raped women, you know, probably raped plenty of women. It's just horrendous that this man is not in jail. I mean, if he was not a billionaire, or come from a rich family, he would be in jail, and who knows.
Right, but, you know, you're making a really good point about Russia. Mueller took a dive. He didn't even look into the financial connections. Mueller was a Republican. Mueller took a dive, and Comey gave a public statement in that 2016 election saying Hillary Clinton was under investigation on her emails, when he knew that Trump was under worse investigation for complicity and for treason with Russia, and he didn't say that. And then a few days before the election, he goes, oh, well, I exonerate Hillary, and that tipped the election. That tipped the election. And the fact of the matter is that Trump is dominated by Putin for two reasons. One is he's been funded by him for decades, hundreds of millions of dollars. he's basically his servant. But the other thing is the Steele report, the video in the Steele report of perverted sex with KGB women agents posing as prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room. I absolutely think that is the truth. And he's desperately afraid that that'll come out. You can't have Trump in as president again. He is Putin's servant. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Good call, Mark. And Comey is the worst. He cost Hillary the election, by the way. Hey, and as far as the vaccine goes, I'll give Trump credit for getting that going with the warp speed thing, but a lot of his followers won't take it. Therefore, they're destroying the healthcare industry in the state of Wisconsin, and Voss is a leader of that. The nurses are being burnt out, and it's just if they all would have got on board, this wouldn't have never got as bad as it is. So I blame the problems with the vaccine and people dying and our economy on Robin Voss. He never got behind the vaccine. And I truly, truly feel sorry about the healthcare workers, especially the nurses. And someone's got to pay for this. So as far as the vaccine, good for Trump, but bad with the rest of the... Well, he didn't really get on board with the whole thing either, but it's just a sad state of affairs in the healthcare situation, and the GOP is the culprit here for...
Right. Trump did do Operation Warp Speed, and he did provide the funding, but then he turned around and knifed it. Then he would go on the air continuously belittling the vaccines that he himself had enabled. And now he's trying to take credit again. Not only is he unreliable, but the problem, what I have said before, is the Abraham Accords and Operation Warp Speed and the funding of the vaccines were significant accomplishments that should be recognized. But what happened with Trump, they were outweighed by the fact that he betrayed us to Putin, that he's afraid of Putin, that he attacked our FBI and CIA, and he attacked our election. And now, believe it or not, on January 6th of this week, he's going to hold a press conference. He's going to hold a press conference in which he's going to say that the insurrection was the November 3rd election, that the January 6th insurrection was merely a protest of an earlier insurrection on November 3rd. And that is, Frank, that is treason. That is sedition. That is an attack on our democracy, and that's got to be understood. It's got to be understood. This man, that January 6th commission should refer him for criminal prosecution to Merrick Garland for ginning up the insurrection, putting out the save the date card, then coming around and going, I'll lead you up to the Capitol, take back your government, and then going to the White House and let them go up there and beat up cops, woman stamped to death, trampled to death, woman shot. 5 people die, over 100 officers beaten, injured. And this is all being done. This is all being done because of Donald Trump. You don't just go after the drug mules, you go after the cartel. You don't go after the drug mule, the user, you go after El Chapo. And in this particular case, the guys that were up there doing it, some of them knew what they were doing and they need felony convictions, but some of them were simply guys that got swept up in it. The guy that ginned them up is Donald Trump. And he has got to be submitted to Merrick Garland for criminal prosecution. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call-in. Stand by for some great programming today. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.